We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Eagle Football Coaches Show, brought to you by MultiCare Health System, Numerica Credit Union, and by the Fairways Golf Course. Now, here's your host, the voice of Eagle Athletics, Larry Weir.
And welcome to this week's Eagle Football Coaches Show, as we've got Eagle head coach Aaron Best here. Coming off the end of the regular season as Eastern Washington defeated Idaho on Saturday by the score of 38-31. And so I want to address a little bit here, coach, as we start, about some of the things that I've seen on social media here over the last few days. One was that the Eagles were tested by Idaho playing with their fifth-string quarterback. And they were not playing with their fifth-string quarterback. They were playing with a defensive back turned running back who hadn't played quarterback. And so you guys got a completely different look than what you were expecting on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, and kudos to Coach Petrino's and his offensive staff to be able to put together a game plan that we weren't obviously ready for, given the situation that we were delivered on Saturday. When you added an extra hat to the run game, essentially every play, it does things to your defense you're not normally accustomed to. It's triple option-ish, if you will. So when you're preparing for one and getting the exact opposite of what it is based on some of the sets, some of the runs, some things they added to the mix, give them a ton of credit for doing what they did. Let's be honest, the wind, the 20, 25 mile an hour steady winds on Saturday probably helped them out more than it helped us out. So it played out in their hands a little bit. They only threw the ball 11 times. We picked two of those balls off. So about 17% of those balls they threw in the air came to guys in our jerseys and made a couple of huge third down catches when they did throw the ball. But they put themselves in situations where they were second and six or less a lot of the time. And that's going to happen when you add another hat to the run game, such as a quarterback. And we withstood all of the things thrown at us. We adjusted on the fly. And at the end of the day, these competitions in spring, non-scrimmages, real games, are dictated by the outcome of the score. And we scored 38 and they scored 31.
And the other thing that I want people to understand is when you develop a game plan for a team, you are spending hours upon hours upon hours. When you total it all up between what the coaches are doing and what the players are doing, you're talking hundreds of hours of film study. The game plan comes from all of that, and then you go out and practice it. And so when a team comes out, as Idaho did, and they don't look anything like what you have prepared for, it takes a little time, and your defense did in time figure out what they were doing. But it just isn't something that you can just flip a switch immediately if you show up prepared for Wyoming and all of a sudden it's the Air Force Academy that walks in the building.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult. And when you're on defense, every series, drive start-wise, at or about the 35 or 40-yard line, it makes it even that much harder to defend no matter who you're facing. You know, we've got to cover kicks better. I think the field position battle really was probably edge Idaho for most of the day. We've got pinned a few times on offense deep and ended up scoring on that 95-yard touchdown drive early on in the game when they punted the ball outside or out of bounds at the 5-yard line. So, you know, we overcame a lot of hurdles. And some of those hurdles were in that hidden yardage aspect of things. Which it looked like a defensive piece, but really started out to be a special teams piece before we got to the defensive side of things. And so, you know, a win's a win is a win. There's no, you put, like I told the team, any adjective in front of the word win you want. At the end of the day, it's a win. We're 5-1. And who knows where we would have been looking back now that our spring season is complete regular season-wise as to being up 24-21, kicking the ball off with 5 minutes and change left in Moscow the first game. So we are 5-1, so says the record, but it'd be fun to see how that thing would have played out being up 24-21 with our kickoff team in Moscow first game out this season. But proud of these guys. We were two really, really tight ball games with UC Davis and Idaho late. We also were an Idaho State game on the road late. So we fought some team adversity and we overcame in three of the last four games this season. And that's what you got to do as a good team. You got to be able to rise above those moments that you're in. And that's what good teams do, no matter who you are. And we've done that three of the last four games.
You know, AB, you talk about adversity, and this has been a year and a half, when you want to look at it, of adversity. And this football team has been able to overcome that, not having players, you know, for whatever reasons in terms of COVID, you know, injuries, all those different things, dealing with, you know, all the ramifications that you've had to deal with. And yet you kind of EKG it. You put yourself in a position where no matter what, you're able to overcome that. And in my opinion, that's a championship format, because that's what championship teams do. They figure out a way to take on everybody's best shot. And then no matter what happens, you come out on top, and your 5-1 record speaks for itself. I think that really bodes well, not only for what's left in the season, depending on what happens, but also rolling into next fall.
I couldn't agree more, Paul. You know, at Eastern for a better part of 2.5 decades, I've been a part of this program, university, in this community, Eastern Washington University student athletes, particularly at the sport that we coach in football. We're not front runners. We've never been front runners. We're cut from a different cloth. We're made by our experiences here. They're not all easy, but that's made us who we are. And once again, we displayed that authenticity this last Saturday in all three phases, getting out with a win in a situation where, you know, it's a must win really to get a +1 game. And we've done that for 2 weeks in a row, one on the road against a very stout, very talented UC Davis team, and come home and kind of have some redemption from game one in this game against Idaho. And so just a resilient bunch once again. And every year is a new year, but especially when you put all these obstacles and protocols and hurdles in the way of what already is difficult to withstand injuries and things of that nature. We play who we play with who we have, and the outcome speaks for itself. So proud of these guys, 5-1, as we get ready to prepare for a 7th game.
You know, and you talk about that's 17 straight wins on the red. You know, Eric Berrier has never lost as a starting quarterback on the red. That's 12 in a row for that young man. Anthony Smith had a career-high 17 tackles. Jack Sindelbach, who came off an injury 2 weeks ago, had 16. You had Mitchell Johnson, who had 9 tackles and an interception. That was huge on a fourth-down play. How about Keyshawn King? He had 7 tackles in his very first career interceptions. Your defense, in my opinion, even though they were tested left and right on stuff, stepped up when the game was on the line again and made the plays, gave you two extra possessions with those interceptions and put you guys in a position to win it.
No doubt. You know, individually, guys stepped up, especially on that side of the ball. And Eric Berry said it best coming out of halftime as we're walking up the ramp to gather the entire team. He said, we're not coming out of here without a victory. We're going to find a way on both sides of the ball. And he's done that twice this year, once in Pocatello, once here in Cheney this last weekend. And they stood true to that. And like you said, individually, defensively, guys stepped up. Anthony Smith didn't practice a ton all week and had one of his better games of his career on Saturday. So those guys stayed locked in mentally. We talked about earning the burn before we even got to the first game of the season, the spring abbreviated season. And here we are on the verge of 70 degrees this weekend.
You were missing some of your pieces at wide receiver as we went through this game. Freddie Roberson, Tololo Limu-Jones both went out, but the mantra is next man up, and you guys had some fellas step up, including Efton Chisholm.
Yeah, you can't worry about what you don't have, Larry. If you're doing that, you're making excuses, you're making justifications, you're factoring in reasons why things didn't get done. We coach everybody the same. We give them the same playbook. We give them the same game plan for the weekly session. They may not have as many reps as maybe the starters, but they're expected to do the same things. And Efton Chisholm stepped up a few times in that game, played big, well and wise beyond his years in the program. He's a true freshman that we can count on at third downs and clutch moments of the game. And once again, stepped up, and he's done that this season as a punt returner for us. On our punt return squad, and he has done a magnificent job. But we can't worry about what we don't have. We got to be able to utilize what we do have, and not kick the wall and say, well, if we would have had this, we could have done this. That's not what this is all about. You guys are looking for real, clear, functional, authentic data, and our backups provided that on Saturday.
Once again, you guys do very well in this ball game on third and fourth down. We talked about that. We also talked about in the past the turnover margin, which you won. But one thing you didn't win, and one thing we don't talk about a lot, is the field position battle. And you guys were behind in that all game long.
Yeah, you know, and that's tough. The one thing it allows us, because of our explosive offense, is no matter where we are in the field, we expect to score. So we went 126 yards 2 weeks ago at Davis. On one drive, and this last week we went 95. So we can score from anywhere. We can be methodical and grindy at times. We can be a one-play strike offense. The last 2 weeks we've had one-play series with Tololo Limu-Jones being on the touchdown receiving end of things in both places, both at Davis and both at home against Idaho this last weekend. So we can score in many ways from different spots, but certainly when you put your defense in a bind, a lot of that has to do with the elements of the weather. We both played in it. They just did a better job of covering kicks and kicking the ball out of the back of the end zone when they had the wind behind their backs. And little do you know, Seth Harrison didn't kick off for us. So we don't worry about who's not available. He only had field goal and extra point attempts. And so that's something that we challenged Wyatt Hawkins, true freshman, really our third string kicker, if you will. We had Jackson Cleaver out for this game. And so we've used our third kickoff artist in six games. So it's been fun to get guys on film doing different things, and we'll be better off for it in the long run. But certainly field position matters. Any game, it gives you a better chance. But at the end of the day, we buckled down when we need to, stopped them when we had to, and made plays when we were allowed to, and came out on top.
We will have more with Eagle head coach Aaron Best after this timeout. This is Eagle football from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick. We know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts, or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
Fairways Golf Course and White's Golf Shop, located right in between Cheney and Spokane, are the home for Eagle golfers. Whether you're an elite player or just starting out, Fairways has something for you. We value community, quality service, and having a good time. Play 18 holes and enjoy a beverage on our patio after the round. Improve your game with one of our professional instructors, or get fitted for equipment from the best brands. For more information regarding instruction or to reserve a tee time, visit golfthefairways.com or call 509-747-8418.
Guy Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Guy Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eagles fans. So come out to Guy in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eagles and go see Guy just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
As the official credit union of Eastern Washington University Athletics, Numerica knows how often the Eagles land in the end zone. It's why Numerica is proud to partner with EWU for Touchdowns for a Cause. Every time the Eagles score a touchdown, Second Harvest scores a $100 donation. Keep the touchdown celebration going with Numerica's exclusive Eastern debit card, featuring a design inspired by pure red turf. Show off your Eagle pride with every transaction. Numerica Credit Union. Life moves. Live well. Go Eagles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sorry I'm late. Austin's home sick and his doctor can't fit him in for 2 weeks. I've been on calls all morning trying to get them to squeeze him in.
That's the worst. Cooper was sick last week, but we were able to get him in the same day.
Really?
Yeah, MultiCare offers same day and virtual appointments for all their primary care doctors. Cooper's already feeling better because they could see him so quickly.
That's incredible. How do I make an appointment?
It's easy. Just call 509-381-1440.
MultiCare. We're here for you.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 18 nonstop destinations provided by 7 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Atlanta, Boise, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Orange County, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle, and starting May 6th, Chicago. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
Welcome back, Eagle Football Coaches Show. No football this week. The NCAA selection show will be happening on Sunday, and the Eagles will find out their postseason possibilities at that time. Head coach Aaron Best rejoins us now here on the program. And, Coach, you made it through 6 games in the spring. It wasn't always easy, especially with the COVID protocols, et cetera, but you've got to be exceptionally happy with your staff, with your players, with everybody connected to the program that you were able to. You had 6 games scheduled and you played 6 games.
Yeah, and it goes back to the root of the decision we made as a university to be able to afford our student athletes the opportunity to play by Dr. May and company. And he challenged us from the start. You know, we're doing this, but we got to do our part to be able to do that, that he challenged us to do. And give credit to the teams we played too, Larry. You know, at the end of the day, it's not just us, because we can only control us. We've got to give credit to those teams that we played to be able to get to those moments of those games, those Saturdays, to be able to compete at a game we love to do. But, yes, unscathed, three games and a bye week and then 3 games, and now the end of the season bye week. We didn't have to move any games around. Our travel stayed intact, and there wasn't any Saturday changes, which we feel fortunate in being able to accomplish, not only with us, but also our opponents along the way. So as much as there was a lot of turbulence outside of those Saturdays, the Saturdays stayed intact. We're thankful for that.
Can you quantify for us how hard this year was? Twice as hard as a normal year, 3 times as hard as a normal year, half as hard as a normal year. Is there a way to quantify that with everything you guys had to go through?
No. I mean, in a one-word answer, no, Larry. You could speak on this forever. And it'd be, it'd almost be like speaking to your, you know, 6 month old, when they don't even know what words are, and how to take all those words in. It's something that's special to us because we're on the inner workings of things as on the inside. From the outside, people worry about how many fans are in attendance, or why can't boosters be in games, or how come we can't do this, or how, I mean, there's so many things, that we've traveled through, been a part of, and that makes it that much more special for us, really kind of in the know, in the moment, to know how many hurdles that we've removed, gone over, and been challenged with along the way. But no, there's no quantification that can tell you how difficult this is. And let it be known, like I talked to the team Saturday, Larry, because we're 5-1 and we have the opportunity to be selected on Sunday as one of the 16 teams, really one of the six at-large teams outside the 10 AQs, we still test Wednesday, COVID tests, and we still test the following Wednesday. So, yes, the season is done, but the work is not done to get to that seventh game. So there's still more meat on the bone, and part of that meat is the testing protocols, continuing to be responsible when you are in town and going to certain locations. And so we need to be aware of that to be able to have the opportunity to get the seventh. Now we need to make sure that we don't stub our toe as we're on the way to the seventh game. And so we still have two testing days to go, along with a ton of prep before we can actually take part in that week from Saturday contest.
Speaking as a six-year-old of the group here, you know, emotionally anyway, I look at this whole season and I think, you know, I mean, seeing what you guys have had to go through and the hurdles you've had to jump through. I just had to do this yesterday for an NWAC baseball doubleheader where we had to get tested, and, you know, everybody is going through all of this stuff. So it's really kind of a new normal, which I hate. But, you know, from that standpoint, we all do. And so I think, you know, in terms of just looking from the outside back, you know, at the program coach, you know, I think this has really brought this team together. I think you're seeing, because of the adversity, you're really seeing steel being forged, you know, having to put up with all these extra things. You know, is that something you sensed as a coach through the spring, through last fall, you know, not being able to play and all that kind of stuff? Have you seen an elevation of this team because of that, having some closeness together?
Well, I think that was started way back when we dismissed the team for a few weeks back in August, before we came back here in September to start school. We're already a close-knit bunch. I think the one thing that comes to the top of my head when you talk about all these situations, if you're honest with your team, if you're honest with the coaches, then it's easier to bond sooner. So I was always trying to make sure the coaches and players were aware and out front of what decisions were made by not only the school, the Big Sky Conference, the NCAA. So I always try to put that in everybody's hands early so they didn't hear about it from someone else, to deter our growth as a team as we went forward. So I tried to be in front of everything, keep everything as current as possible. We did a lot of things outside of football to build cohesion amongst the team, but we were already close. So when these things happen, it just makes us even closer. It allows us to become even closer as a team. And we are a tight-knit bunch as is. We don't always get along, but that's the way it should be. If you're always getting along or you're never getting along, those are both problems. But I think the pure honesty between myself as head coach to the assistants, also then infiltrating to the team, is allows those guys to be honest and build trust along the way. And I don't think that's always the case at most places. A lot of things, there's a lot of hidden agendas at other places. Our guys have friends at a lot of different other different schools in the Big Sky around the country. So things come back to my office that we laugh about and kind of snicker about a little bit. That's not what we do here. It's all out front. It's all real. We can get big boy conversations earlier and stay in them later because of the pure honesty and authenticity of the people we have here on campus. And so, yes, we're closer, but that closeness started way back in August and September.
Kind of an interesting idea. And we saw Montana play Central Washington, okay? So they have two games in the spring.
In a scrimmage.
So from that standpoint, would you look at doing something in the spring next year? You know, if things get back to normal, why not schedule a scrimmage with a Central or an Idaho or a Portland State or something along those lines? If they're able to do that now, why couldn't that happen to Eastern moving forward?
Well, yeah, I'm going to sidestep that one. Paul, and I'm excited about a seventh game with this team in 2021 spring. For those that opted out, they chose that opt-out method before we got here. There's eight teams that decided to go forward with their decision, the Big Sky Conference, and not all eight finished the season. But those teams that decided to go the scrimmage route when there was competition available, that's their choice. I can't speak upon that. But I do know that that playing 2 weeks from yesterday, from this past Saturday, competitively keeping score is different than playing 2 weeks from this past Saturday in a scrimmage keeping score. So kudos to this team, this administration, this school for allowing us this opportunity. Because health and safety does matter, but we've followed every protocol we could and given the opportunity to these kids to play play this spring and turn around and fall and compete again.
Boy, that was a good response. I like that. Anyway, I guess I just want to end it on a high note from the standpoint of congratulations on the season. And now you get to play, and you really have done this the last 2 weeks. It's been kind of win and you're done kind of thing if you don't. So you get to do that now, hopefully, with all the good things, having a win and continue. And if you do that for four weekends, you're in the national championship. That's pretty cool. And I think lays out a heck of a nice road for this Eastern Washington football team.
Yeah, we'll get a little bit of mental relief this week, a little physical relief. We'll get back on the saddle on Sunday, and hopefully we're eager to hear our name, the school's name, the school's logo, and be able to represent this university and this athletic department at its highest level. We don't take those things lightly. When you're talking about 16 teams, when you're one of 16, the opportunity to present itself, there's eight games. I do know this, a week from Saturday, there's eight games. You don't have to win all eight. You have to win one, we'll go at that point from there. But we're used to this at Eastern, you know, to have the opportunity to play beyond the regular season. But we don't take these things for granted. These things are special. These are memories made. And we said from the get-go back in January, this season will be the most memorable season that these student athletes will ever have in their college career, and for different reasons. And we've stayed true to that through six games, and we're looking forward to hearing that thing nationally on Sunday to find out where, when, and who we may be up against a week from Saturday.
So what happens this week, Coach? Do you have any practice at all? Do you keep conditioning with these guys, lifting, et cetera? Well, what are your plans?
We will do a little bit of everything, a little bit of bye week mentality, a little bit of game prep mentality, a little Eastern technique, and reflection, self-eval mentality. We need to get more healthy mentally and physically this week. So we'll do that. We'll look at practice on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, taking Saturday off, and then let Sunday be Sunday, and then start our game prep on Monday afternoon for the upcoming opponent. So there's a lot of different ingredients, a lot of different ways to bake the cake. We'll find out what ingredients we have. We'll decide kind of how much of the ingredients we use and what kind of cake we bake here in the next week. But we'll look forward when the time comes as far as the next opponent. But we'll collectively look at ourselves, practice a few times, get a couple good lifts in, and get a couple really, really good meetings in, and work on some finer things as we head forward.
It's different than a regular season bye week, because in a regular season, you know who the next opponent is. You have no idea who the next opponent is, but can you make an educated guess and maybe start to look at one or two or three different teams?
Well, seeing how being a coach and a player here at Eastern for 25 years, I don't know if there's any educated guesses that could happen. I just saw a flag got thrown on Saturday, and there was no verbalization of what the flag was in a game. So I don't even know what an educated guess is these days, Larry. My educated guess is you'll see the logo, you'll see the school be unveiled on Sunday against somebody else in a 16-team bracket. But at that point, I don't know what an educated guess is. So I'll leave it at that.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Congratulations on getting through the six-game regular season. I think you'll see your name on Sunday announced, and best of luck this week and next week in preparation for that seventh game.
Special year, special group of kids, guys that have stuck with it, stuck with the game plan. And like I said, our team thematic this year from the jump was going to be all in, and the guys that are here certainly have done that. We've been, again, I can't say it enough, of thanks we give to Dr. May and company for allowing us this opportunity to be put in this position, and our guys collectively putting their arms and feelings around each other to be able to get to this point. Coaches, support staff, the whole nine, all the people behind the scenes. It's one incredible bunch. We're excited for the opportunity to do it once again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, AB.
We'll have more of the Eagle Football Coaches Show after this timeout. This is Eagle Football from Learfield, IMG College.
Sorry I'm late. Austin's home sick and his doctor can't fit him in for 2 weeks. I've been on calls all morning trying to get them to squeeze him in.
That's the worst. Cooper was sick last week, but we were able to get him in the same day.
Really?
Yeah, MultiCare offers same day and virtual appointments for all their primary care doctors. Cooper's already feeling better because they could see him so quickly.
That's incredible. How do I make an appointment?
It's easy. Just call 509-381-1440.
MultiCare. We're here for you.
As the official credit union of Eastern Washington University Athletics, Numerica knows how often the Eagles land in the end zone. It's why Numerica is proud to partner with EWU for Touchdowns for a Cause. Every time the Eagles score a touchdown, Second Harvest scores a $100 donation. Keep the touchdown celebration going with Numerica's exclusive Eastern debit card, featuring a design inspired by pure red turf. Show off your Eagle pride with every transaction. Numerica Credit Union. Life moves. Live well. Go Eagles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Alliant Insurance Services is proud to serve the Spokane community as a leading employee benefits, business, and commercial insurance provider. Alliant is a proud founding partner who helped establish Eastern Washington University's Parasports program. This program is highlighted by an intercollegiate wheelchair basketball program competing regionally. Alliant believes Eagles of all abilities can compete and continues to serve businesses throughout the region. Go Eagles!
I could have chose to stay with Ford Corporate in Detroit or enjoy the easy life of my first dealership in Grangeville, Idaho. I chose here, not just Spokane or the Valley, but the surrounding beauty of the Palouse and Rockford, the honor of Fairchild, the strength of Freeman, the celebrations in Cheney, the harvest of Spangle. Ford buyers of Eastern Washington are different. They get who they are, what they want to do, and where they are going. They're about community, honor, hard work, and giving back. Spokane is the center of these strong roots. I chose here. And our people are as true as they are tough. They are built Ford tough. Whether you're a lifelong Ford owner or curious about joining the rest of us, we want to welcome you to the family, the Gus Johnson Ford family, home of built Ford tough people.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. And this week, rather than talking to players, since we're on a bye week with football, we've decided to bring in a couple of coaches from other sports. So in a moment or two, you'll be hearing from Leslie Flores-Cloud, Eastern's volleyball coach. And right now we talk to the new men's basketball coach, David Riley, who is wrapping up his third week as Eagle head coach. And you are doing just a few things at this point in time. You're trying to recruit a new team. You're trying to develop the guys that have stuck around. You're trying to hire a coaching staff. It's, I'm sure, been a whirlwind for you the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, the last 3 weeks have been drinking out of a fire hose. And it's been fun. It's exciting. You hit it on the head, though. There's a lot going on, and you can add in scheduling for next year with all that. So it's been exciting. There's a lot of moving parts, and really looking forward to just getting back in the routine. And once this settles down, and coaching our guys and building towards next year.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the situation right now with signing period starting today. And one thing that people need to know at this point in time is basketball signing days, particularly the April signing date, is not like a football signing date. People, if they're worried that, oh my gosh, today has come and they haven't announced any names, the world is not falling. This is a whole different situation, right?
Yeah, the spring is a little different than the fall signing period, and it's way, way different than football, where football all kind of comes in at once. So we're not going to announce anything right off the bat. We've got a couple things in the works that I can't really talk on. But we're excited about the guys we're recruiting and the guys we got coming in that are already coming in that we got in the fall. So, it'll be a little longer process here over the next few weeks.
Most of the guys that you currently have are either freshmen or sophomores. So are you still looking at freshmen among players that you're trying to sign, or are you going to try to load up on older guys to give your roster a little variety?
Definitely going to go for a mix because I've been here 10 years and been able to watch the program grow. And the way we've done it has been with 4-year and 5-year guys that have developed within our program. So we're not going to change the blueprint too much. But at the same time, we've also had success with some transfers coming in when there's a need for experience at the position. And so, guys like Jake Wiley, Austin McBride, there's a few more, but like we're going to have to get a good balance of freshmen that are talented that can come in and hopefully contribute early, but also get some experienced frontline guys to fill in some gaps.
All right, so you did have some guys sign letters of intent in November, and out of those, I know one, Skylar Wilson, is moving on, but the other guys, mm-hmm. Mason Landeck and Ethan Price, are they still committed to the program?
Yep, they're planning on coming. Had really good talks with both of them. Mason Landeck's obviously a great scorer from Washington. He played his senior year in Utah due to COVID, and he's a very talented scorer, high IQ player, tough as nails, and we're excited about him coming in. And then Ethan Price is 6'10", very versatile, can play multiple positions, extremely athletic, who's been playing in England, and we're very excited for him to come down here in hopefully June. We're working through all the visa and COVID stuff, which is a whole nother wrinkle to throw in. I didn't add that to my first 3 weeks. He's going to be a very good player for us. We're excited to have him in the program and just can't wait to get to work with him.
You know, you guys have done such a great job in developing players. Everybody who watched the Eagles this year would see the strides that Tanner Groves and Jacob Groves and Mike Meadows and Tyler Robertson all made, among others. And so next year we're going to get to see the strides that people like Steele Venters and Victor Radichai and some of these guys make. And I'm excited to see the progress that these guys make, and I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. Like I said, same blueprint, same plan. Same culture is going to be here that we've developed in my time here. And these guys get a lot better because how hard they work. They're focused when they're in the gym. And I think our system is also helps them develop because they're allowed to play and make reads and have some freedom within our structure. And so that's all going to stay the same. And hopefully we get to see some breakout years for some of these guys.
Do you plan any changes, Coach, regarding what you guys do offensively or defensively now that you're in charge?
Not really. I mean, my job was to coach the offense the last 2 years, and so I Shante and I work hand in hand with that. And there's not going to be very much that we change. Obviously, some personnel tweaks, just like there would be every year, based on who we've got and what their strengths are. But at the end of the day, that's going to stay very, very similar. And then defensively, I liked a lot of the stuff we did, and we had success this year. And so the guys we got coming back, we all believe in it. And, there obviously can be tweaks again, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the same overall philosophy. And we've been able to win championships that way. So I think we're probably going to stick to that.
What can you do with the guys that are currently on campus? Are you doing, it's you're recruiting coaches, you're recruiting players, but you're also trying to develop guys. School is going on at this point in time. You're trying to schedule, as you said. So is there time right now? Are you working with guys at this point, or are you still giving guys a little bit of time off and those workouts will start in a week or two?
We just started this week, and we were allowed to get 8 hours with the guys in the spring and the summer. A week, and So we get four on the court and four in the weight room. Those 4 hours in the court are by far the most fun and best hours of the week. I mean, that's what I've been excited about. They're working hard. They're motivated. They're going to have a little chip on their shoulder this year, and they're excited for what they get to show next year.
All right. So when are you expecting to start to get some names that you can release to the public? Is this something that people will see trickle in over the next week or 2 weeks, or could it be a month or 6 weeks before names start to appear?
I'd like to get it done within the next month. I think, you know, we've been recruiting pretty hard for the last few weeks, and it's a process because, again, with COVID, you're not allowed to have guys come out and visit. It's all got to be done over Zoom and the virtual visits and making sure they get to know the guys a little bit and see how we play. So it's a little bit different recruiting process this year, to say the least. But I'd say the next few weeks and over the next, we'll start seeing guys trickle in starting next week sometime.
If people are driving around Cheney, are they seeing Dave Riley on a bicycle with a camera attached to a helmet on his head showing people the town?
Hey, whatever we can do to make it work, that might be the next move.
You know, the schedule piece of it, especially next year, if you go into a 20-game conference schedule, just with the way things are, you're not going to have a whole lot of non-conference home games involved. In fact, I don't know, outside of non-Division I, if you'll have any non-conference home games. What can you tell us about the schedule at this point?
We're working on there's not that much that's official. Contracted wise, we're working on a few things, trying to get Northwest teams that can play us. And I think we'll get at least one or two home games that are D1 opponents, along with the non-D1s next year. So we're planning on getting 11 games non-conference, and that'll, you know, like always, we'll go on the road, play some big name teams and try to make some noise with that and test ourselves. And then, so we're ready for the Big Sky, but at the same time, get some like opponents, a couple Summit League teams, a couple Big West teams, and we'll go from there.
All right, so what has been the biggest surprise for you in your now 3 weeks as a collegiate head coach?
I mean, there's been surprises. I think the great thing has been the overwhelming support from the community and just all the people I've gotten to know over the last 14 years up here. Really, since I started college, I've gotten to know so many people in the Spokane and Cheney area. It's been really refreshing, just the support and everyone reaching out and trying to help the best way they can. And we've got something really special up here. It's not only a basketball town, but it's a town that really cares about Eastern. And it's been just fun to see, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
And last question, coaching staff, is that along the same lines as the players being added? Should we expect to hear things, you know, trickling out over the next month or 6 weeks?
Let's plan on the next month. We'll get that out as well. We're working on that hard, and again, it just takes a little time.
Absolutely. Are you going like from 6 a.m. to 10 at night, or how are you? How's the hours been at this point for you?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. I'll be home. I get home around 5 or 6, but then it's just more time on the phone and definitely not sleeping as much as I normally would this time of year. This is, you know, a typical year. You go play in the NCAA tournament, you get back, you maybe go on vacation or get away from things to relax, and that has not been the case this year.
Well, we hope that's the case for you here at some point in time. Coach, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to seeing names start to be released in the days to come.
Thank you so much, Larry. Go Eagles.
We'll have more of the Eagle Coaches Show coming up in just a moment or two with volleyball coach Leslie Flores-Cloud. This is the Eagle Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Gee Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington sports. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eagles fans. So come out to Gee in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eagles and go see Gee just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yokes now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
Talk. I'm late for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
1 in 8 women will experience breast cancer. Annual screening mammograms beginning at age 40 offer the best strategy for catching cancer early. Mammography is the only test scientifically proven to reduce deaths from breast cancer. The data doesn't lie. Early detection saves lives. Schedule your annual screening mammogram today. Call 509-455-4455. Ask us about evening and weekend appointments. Inland Imaging. For answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with over 50 daily departures to 18 nonstop destinations served by Alaska, Allegiant, American, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, and United Airlines. Real-time arrival and departure flight information is available at SpokaneAirports.net. Spokane International Airport, when it's time to fly.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. We will be back again next Wednesday as we look forward to what we believe will be a first-round FCS playoff game for the Eagle football team. We are not only talking football today, we are also talking volleyball today, as volleyball coach Leslie Flores-Cloud joins us. And the volleyball team finished up their season making the Big Sky Conference tournament for the first time since 2016. And, Coach, I'm sure that was one of the goals, and you guys were able to check that off this year.
Yes, definitely. It was our first and foremost goal every season is to make it to the Big Sky Conference tournament. And so, yeah, it was successful this year in doing so.
All right, let's talk about a couple of the individuals, because Ashlyn Blotzer this year was named second team All-Big Sky and had a fantastic year for you.
She sure did. Really excited to have a player on the Big Sky Conference All-Team list. Ashlyn did some really great things. She's an incredible middle blocker. We're very proud of her making that list for us.
You mentioned some of the freshmen, and you had some freshmen really step into some big roles this year. Katie Fleck is one that jumps off the page to me.
Yeah, Katie did a great job this year, originally from Southern California, a late recruit for us, and has just come to the program and made a difference. She's definitely a kid that you'll hear a lot from in the next few years.
And Sage Brustad was another.
Yeah, local kid. Well, I guess semi-local. She's from Tri-Cities. She came to our camp as a junior and just knocked my socks off with her coachability and tenaciousness. She's so competitive. And she jumped in multiple times for us this year and even earned herself a starting spot and was really, really good for us.
Coach, are the seniors that played this year, are they done, or do they have the possibility of coming back in the fall?
No, they'll be done for us. Yeah, they have put in their their relentless effort, and their bodies are done.
That's, you know, if you have your degree and you know what you want to do with life, sometimes it's hard to come back for an additional quarter, right?
Absolutely. I think that if you had to dive on Reef Court all the time and throw your body on there, you're not going to last much longer than 4 years.
You know, this year you guys, obviously you finish eighth and you make the tournament, but there were a lot of close matches there that could have gone either way and maybe propelled you up the standings a little bit. You were very competitive this year. Overall, there was very few times where you were swept. A lot of times you were losing 3-1 and 3-2 if you were losing a match.
Yeah, there were some real close ones. You know, our last match at Southern Utah, we went 5, and we were low on our starters that match. You know, we took Northern Colorado, who's an amazing team, won the conference last year. We took them to 4 the first night and then 5 the second night, and we had it. We should have won that game. And then we even had Idaho at home, and we split with them. But I really thought if we would have made a few adjustments a little bit faster than we did the next night, we would have gotten them both matches from them.
You've talked to me before about building the culture within the program, and part of that is learning how to win, and it's hard to learn how to win when you're not used to doing that.
This was a season where I continually talked about, hey, there's no target on our back. Every coach had picked us to be last in the conference, and there's absolutely nothing to lose. But, you know, that message has to change next year. Going into fall 2021, we've got, you know, a stellar group of kids coming back. And the 5 recruits we have coming in are really good and going to make an even bigger impact. So there will be a target on our back next fall. And that's something that we've already started to talk about as a program, how to win when you're supposed to win. So it'll be fun.
That's got to be kind of a nice conversation to have in a way, isn't it, to have expectations?
Oh, definitely. It's been 3 years in the making for those.
Talk about what you guys are able to do right now. I mean, the season ended not long ago, so you probably are giving everybody a little bit of time off. But what's important for this team to accomplish between now and next August when you get rolling again?
Yeah, I think we've made some really specific goals for the next I've given the girls 2 weeks off, and then we're going hard for 4 weeks. And I've given them really specific goals for us to get just a little bit better. My goal for spring is not to tire them out, not to exhaust them, because we have fall coming up right around the corner, but to get better at really specific things, just a little bit faster, jump a little bit higher, receive ball a little bit more in front of them. And then we've got to attack our serves a little bit more. So really, really specific goals that we're hoping we can achieve over the next 4 weeks before we head into summer.
How much different, Coach, was this spring to a normal spring? Because a lot of people don't know, but you're playing during the spring games on most years. So how many more games did you play this year than you would have played in past years in a spring schedule?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So we had 8 weeks of play this year where we're playing one match a day and twice a week. So we would play either Friday, Saturday, or sometimes it was Saturday, Sunday, or sometimes it was Sunday, Monday. And so we would only have 2 matches. But in a normal spring, we'd play 4 contest dates, and you play as many matches as you can in that one day. So, for instance, in 2019, we went down to GU and we played like 4 matches in one day. So that's what you normally do in spring. So to have a really long spring, I mean, practices for us started January 5th, and then we were done March 31st. So a significant amount longer than a normal spring. And during a normal spring, we would not travel out of state. So that was a little special this year as well.
Well, Coach, congratulations on making the tournament. We look forward to watching in 2021 and have some great expectations on continued growth for your program. I appreciate your time, and good luck. Have a great summer.
Thank you so much, and thank you again for all those Eags who watched us and followed us, and congratulations to our seniors on you guys graduating, and go Eags.
Absolutely, go Eags. Leslie Flores-Cloud, women's volleyball coach at Eastern Washington University. Nice step forward this year. Look forward to seeing what they do in the years to come with her at the helm of the Eagle volleyball program. All right, when we come back, we will wrap things up here on the Eagle Coaches Show right after this timeout. This is the Eagle Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to 18 nonstop destinations provided by 7 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Atlanta, Boise, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Orange County, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle, and starting May 6th, Chicago. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
The Kalispell tribe has always had a tradition of giving back, even when there wasn't much to give. But since opening Northern Quest 20 years ago, we've been able to give back more than ever, with 1,500 jobs, $20 million donated to the local community and nonprofits, and a $275 million economic impact on the region annually. So here's to the Kalispell hospitality that made it all possible, and to another 20 years of even better days ahead.
At Washington Trust Bank, can't is a four-letter word.
I think we should hire more people.
We'll talk. And like for a meeting.
I'm thinking of starting my own practice.
Can't do it. Too much capital.
We need a warehouse.
I can't imagine how we do that.
We should knock that wall down and expand.
Can't do it. There's always another wall beyond the wall.
Washington Trust Bank. We believe you can do whatever you set your mind to, and we'll help you get there. Visit watrust.com to get started. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
Did you know that breast cancer deaths have declined by more than 37% since the introduction of annual screening mammography in the 90s? The data doesn't lie. Early detection saves lives. If you're 40 or older, call Inland Imaging at 509-455-4455 or go to inlandimaging.com/schedule to schedule your annual mammogram. Ask us about evening and weekend appointments. Inland Imaging, for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Gee Buick GMC is proud to sponsor Eastern Washington Sports. The Gee Automotive family has teamed up to bring amazing deals to all Eags fans. So come out to Gee in Liberty Lake for special deals on GMCs and Buicks. Whether you're ready for the luxury of a Buick Encore or the engineering of a GMC Yukon, we say go Eags and go see Gee, just off I-90 in Liberty Lake.
Welcome back to the Eagle Coaches Show for this week. A couple of notes, non-football related. 6 Eagle women's soccer players were honored this week with all Big Sky Conference honors. 2 players were named to the first team, sophomore Madison Kim for the second straight season and senior Michaela Gofford. Seniors Soraya Keister and Taylor Matheny were named to the second team, as was junior Colby Wilson, and junior Jordan King was named honorable mention. All-conference. The Eagles finished the year 4-2-2 in the Northern Division, and that was good for third. Only the top 2 teams in each division got to move on into the postseason. The men's and women's tennis teams will wrap up their regular season this week in Montana. The women are 2-0 in Big Sky play. The men are 0-2. They will both play Montana State on Friday and then Montana on Saturday. And good luck to the women's golf team. They will compete starting Monday in the Big Sky Conference Championship Tournament, which will be held this year in the Portland area. The Eagle football team, 5-1 on the season, ranked 8th in both the major top 25 FCS polls this week. The coaches poll and the Stats Perform media poll will be off this week as they await the selection show on Sunday, April 18th. That'll happen at 8:30 in the morning on ESPNU. At that point in time, we'll find out where the Eagles are in the 16-team field. They are an at-large team. Weber State has won the Big Sky Conference automatic bid, and so the Eagles will have to be one of 6 at-large selections into the tournament. One would think, with a road win at a top 15 team in UC Davis, that Eastern has the resume, plus winners of 5 in a row, and with the pedigree the Eastern Washington program has, one would think that that would be good enough for the tournament, but we will find out for sure in the selection show, again, 8:30 in the morning on ESPNU Sunday. At that point, not only will we find out the teams that are in, we will also find out the pairings. Will Eastern go to Weber State in the first round? Will they go someplace else? Or will someone come to Cheney? We will find all that out on Sunday with the selection show. Should Eastern be picked into the tournament, we will have another Football Coaches Show here for you on Wednesday. We will have Coach Best back around again, as well as player guests, as we get ready for a first-round playoff bid coming up next weekend. The games would be held on Saturday, April 24th. That'll be the first round of the SCS tournament. All right, thanks to men's head basketball coach David Riley, wrapping up an eventful third week on the job, and also thanks to Leslie Flores-Cloud, the head volleyball coach, for her wrap-up of her season that happened this spring. And, of course, thanks as well to Eagle football coach Aaron Best for his time. For Steve Pry and Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir. Thanks for listening this week to the Eagle Football Coaches Show from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the EWU Eagle Football Coaches Show, brought to you by Larry H. Miller Dealerships of Spokane, Coors Light, and by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.